Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey guys, Nikki here. I originally was going to take an opportunity this week of the International Week to do a little voice note, picking out something from our mailbox to answer, but I think it would be a mistake not to have something for the podcast, just addressing everything that's gone on over the last few days with Francesco Acerbi. I've been feeling super conscious that Mina and I recorded our review of Napoli against Inter right after the final whistle. We jumped on together and we really hadn't seen everything that went on between Juan Jesus and Francesco Acerbi in that game. Obviously, a lot came to light after the final whistle. So I've been feeling anxious that people might be listening to that podcast and thinking, why didn't they address that? Why didn't they talk about that? But the honest answer is, I don't think any of us really knew quite what had gone on. Perhaps we still don't know quite what had gone on, but we didn't really have a sense of that there had been this big situation between Juan Jesus and Francesco Acerbi until Juan Jesus spoke after the game, which again was something that we were recording when he was speaking, I think, so we didn't catch that. That there obviously had been something during the game, saw Juan Jesus speaking to the referee, but because play wasn't stopped, there wasn't some big interruption, it didn't come across to us during the game live that it was quite such a big deal. And I guess that's kind of the crux of things in some ways. So let's spin everyone back. Not everyone may have been paying attention. Obviously, Sunday night, Napoli went to Inter and drew 1-1. We talked about the game a tiny bit on the podcast. We mostly talked about the bigger issues surrounding the clubs. It wasn't a particularly thrilling game. Two very tired-looking teams after their Champions League eliminations in midweek. But during the second half of the game, Juan Jesus did have this conversation with the referee that got picked up by the TV cameras even as the game was going on, this conversation with the referee, and now with the knowledge of what he said afterwards being more public, now that we've heard his post-game comments, we now know that he was telling the referee, Federico Lapenna, that he was essentially saying Francesco Acerbi had called him un negro. Negro is a complicated word in Italian. I've seen people translating it directly as the N-word in English. I'm not saying that's wrong, by the way, but I think it's sort of probably important to explain that it's contextual. The word negro it's old Italian. So really that's a word that comes from Latin, as indeed the word for black in Italian does, nero, negro. They come from the same Latin stem. And in some cases in the past, that word would have been used, negro, as a fairly neutral adjective, just the same as nero is for meaning black. But it's contextual, so it isn't a word that is as commonly used for that nowadays. And if someone uses it in a sentence of calling someone to their face un negro, then I think it becomes fair to translate it more like the N-word, which is what I've seen done in English. But I think that's probably important to explain just because of the context of what Acerbi then says that he said. So I'm not saying that to equivocate or to justify it. I'm just saying it to try and explain that sometimes when we translate words, there aren't perfect translations. Not every word has this perfect way of putting it across from one language to another. So that's what Juan Jesus is saying to the referee La Pena at the time. And you can see actually when you watch it back, and again, easier to see when you have this knowledge, that Juan Jesus gestures at his arm, because for this game, for this round of games, all clubs in Serie A were wearing an anti-racism message on their arm. It was one of two rounds specifically devoted by Serie A to promoting their anti-racism initiative. So especially horrible timing on, not that the timing should matter, it's horrible anytime it happens, but I understand Juan Jesus' feeling in that moment. You're asking me to wear this on my sleeve, and yet this is happening to me on the pitch. So after the game, you have this this situation where Juan Jesus sort of comes out and says that he used a racist phrase to me, but then he also says son cose de campo, the things happen on the pitch, and you know, it's over, it's done, we leave it on the pitch, which perhaps in itself wasn't a helpful reaction. I think Juan Jesus was trying to be the bigger man in some way, was trying to just move on and not drag this story out. But I think in some ways has probably, in some ways it probably would have been more helpful if he'd just been direct and told us at the time exactly what had gone on, because then what happened is...
Head to SerieAChronicles.com/Patreon now and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership with a free 7-day trial. Get early access to every full-length episode and voice note before the rest of the world. Plus, all episodes are 100% ad-free. And you get bonus Patreon-only exclusive episodes, video episodes, and behind-the-scenes extras. Also, be sure to join the new chat community in the Patreon app and chat with fellow subscribers.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because he had said that, it gave Acerbi what I suppose made it easier for Acerbi the next day to say, oh, well, I didn't say anything racist. There must have been a misunderstanding. And then Juan Jesus hears that and goes, well, no, you said something racist, and puts it out on his Instagram and says, I'm not going to let this drop at this point. It's one thing to sort of say we're just going to leave it there, but another thing if you come out and call me a liar and say you didn't say something racist is effectively what happens. And what Juan Jesus puts out on his Instagram is, Acerbi mi ha detto, vai via nero, sei solo un negro. Now, to translate that as best we can, Acerbi said to me, go away, nero. So that's just black. That is the modern word for black. But go away, black person, sei solo un negro. I'm not going to translate the un negro, but I've just given you the best translation that I can. Again, it's the old word for black, but in the context of that sentence, I think it's not at all unfair to translate that as the N-word. I think that's if that is indeed what was said, it's a phrase that you would certainly take as hostile and racist. I think that's unambiguously, if that's what that was said, then it is. Acerbi denies that he said this. Acerbi has since come out again, and his explanation of what he said is that he claims he said ti faccio nero, which again, we can get into literal translations. The literal translation of ti faccio nero is, I'll make you black. That sounds pretty much just as bad if you translate it just word for word. It's an Italian phrase. It's the same as someone in English saying, "I'll beat you black and blue." It's not even as direct, frankly, as "I'll beat you black and blue." It's a "I'll get you," basically. And that in itself isn't a racist phrase. So if Acerbi is telling the truth, I think you can definitely say that's not a phrase with intended racial undertones. A white person would say that to a white person. It's black and blue, which is a concept we have in English as well, for leaving someone bruised. And so now we have two versions of the truth of what happened. And at the time of recording, we haven't had any official getting to the bottom of that truth. I'm recording on Thursday, and the authority is going to have an audience with both players on Friday. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out from that. There's been all sorts of attempts to lip read and to observe the things that happened during the game by lots of people since then. I think it's what is clear is you can pretty clearly see when this incident happens. It's about halfway through the second half, a little bit less than halfway through the second half. They have a clash at a corner and Acerbi goes to ground. He gets up, he says something, and then moments later you have Juan Jesus going over to the referee. So we can see that that's when it happened. I think it seems unambiguous that Juan Jesus certainly heard what he heard was an offensive phrase, and what's going to be for the authorities to establish whether or not that was a mishearing or whether it was a genuine case of abuse. I think that, first of all, again, sorry, just to say, if people are wondering why this hasn't happened quicker, the referee, and this gets to some of the stuff that I can't understand, the referee didn't put the incident in his report of the game, so it's been up to the Sporting Justice to launch a separate inquiry, effectively. And so it's taken a few days to get everything going. I will say I think there's lots of things that don't feel very well handled. Obviously, I think in the game, the referee seems to just sort of try to move past it without dealing with it, doesn't stop the game. And when you think about all the rules we have in place now for stopping games for fans racially abusing players when something like that happens on the pitch, for there not to be a more serious attempt to get to the bottom of it and to deal with it then and there isn't great. To not have it in the report, I'm not quite sure why that's happened. On the better side of things, I would say I think that Luciano Spalletti, the Italy manager, handled his part of this really well by immediately effectively saying, yeah, Francesco Acerbi can't be with the national team right now, isn't going to come to America with us for the games against Venezuela and Ecuador, the two friendlies. Go back to Inter and let's let this play out. I think that was absolutely the responsible thing for the manager of the national team to do. And I'm pleased that's what he did. He's since said that he doesn't think the situation is helped by the media speculation around it, which I appreciate he might view me as adding to right now by having this conversation. But I'm just trying to recount the situation for our English language listeners who might not have been following this story in the Italian press and got all that stuff. So I think he's really trying to tread a line, Spalletti, and to not take a side until he has all the information. He did say he tried to call Juan Jesus as well, which I think was a really, again, one of those things he didn't necessarily have to do. He's the manager of the Italian national team. Juan Jesus is not in the Italian national team, so he didn't have to make that phone call. But I think it speaks to who he was, to who he is, that he tried to.
Sports Social Podcast Network.